In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Now let's go out of the marriage problems and think of our spiritual life more. So I want to give you some ideas about how can I read the Bible, or you read the Bible, in a new way, in a better way. How can we achieve better relationship with the Bible? Okay? I want to read a passage from the Old Testament, so just try to focus with me on the passages we are going to read from Akhbar al-Ayyam, the Chronicles, chapter 34. It's a story, but we can get many good ideas out of it. Now, when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Halaqiah, the priest, found the book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. Then Halaqiah answered and said to Shaphan, the scribe, "I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord." And Halaqiah gave the book up to Shaphan. So Shaphan carried the book to the king, bringing the king word saying, "All that was committed to your servants, they are doing." At that time, I'll tell you the story. There were a king called Yushia. Yushia was a king, let's say like 400 years after David. And at that time, you know, most of the people of Israel went away from the Lord. They started to worship idols and to do very bad things. And Yoshiah was crowned as king while he was just 8 years old. So he didn't know what to do. But after like 10 years, he started to focus on rebuilding the altar of Solomon and, you know, renewing everything. While they were renewing the altar of Solomon, they found out the book of the law. Because, you know, it was stated in Deuteronomy that each king coming, he should write the book of Deuteronomy for himself to read it daily. So it was like a rule for all the kings of Israel, and they did not stick to this. So they found the book, the scribe called Shaphan and the priest called Halaqiah, and then he went to Yoshiah saying that the workers are doing fine, renewing the building, and they have gathered the money that was found in the house of the Lord and have delivered it into the hand of the overseer and the workmen. Then Shaphan the scribe told the king saying, "Halaqiah the priest has given me a book." And this is coming like by the way we found a book in the altar. And Shaphan read it before the king. Shaphan, as a scribe, started to read the book of most probably the Deuteronomy or the four books or the five books of Moses. Thus it happened when the king heard the words of the law, now focus please, that he tore his clothes. Then the king commanded Halaqiah, Hikam, the son of Shaphan, Abdun, the son of Micha, Shaphan the scribe, and Athaiah, a servant of the king, saying, "Go, inquire of the Lord for me and for those who are left in Israel and Judah concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out on us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do according to all that is written in this book." Most probably, he was reading the book of Deuteronomy, because the book of Deuteronomy is rather saying, "Blessed those who will do and do and do, and wailun, woe to those who are doing this and that." So he found out that he and his people are doing against the commandments of the Lord. So he tore out his clothes and he started crying, and he asked everybody, "Just leave everything now. Just collect all the people. We need to face them with this truth." And Yoshiah, you know, one of those few kings who made a great spiritual change in his era. And people, thousands of people, started to repent because of this young man. And all started by the word of God and how much he was affected when he read the Bible. I'll give you like 10 steps to get deeper in your relationship with the Bible. So it's like 1, 2, 3, okay? The first point, consider the words "for you," just for you. When you read the Bible and you read it in a knowledgeable way, as if you are getting more information, as if you are reviewing some ideas, you know, you will not get the benefit. Just consider that God is talking to you now. He is just talking to you now. By this, you can get the utmost of the benefit of the Bible. And this is, you know, the attitude of the church while reading the Bible. We all stand up, and the deacon says, stand in fear and listen to the word of God, because you should consider this is yours. This is very special for you. You know, in Jeremiah and also in Isaiah, a foolish people without understanding, who have eyes and see not, who have ears and hear not. Sometimes this applies on us, that we have eyes, we have ears, but we do not listen carefully. We consider what's in the book of the Bible as if to others, to other generations, to other people. We do not feel these words for us. In Jeremiah also, your words were found and I ate them. Look to this, I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name. I am called by your name. Look to this, he considered the word very special to him. He felt that the word he ate was like a calling from the Lord by the name. I am called. Anna, intastada'itni, or invited me, O Lord God of hosts. Also written, I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. So this is the attitude of accepting the word of God. This is the first step, that you consider the word of God is very much personal. It's just yours. When you think this way, you will start right on the right way to get the benefit of the book. The second step, just believe. Believe each word. Because many of us are listening to the word of God, but you know, we do not believe much. When the Lord says, don't condemn anybody, lest you will be condemned. Do you really believe this? Do you really believe that while condemning anybody, you will be condemned? This is very serious, actually. If you believe it, you will fear this sin. You will hate this kind of sinful act. So just believe. When the Lord speaks about the judgmental day, you believe it? When he speaks about the eternal life, do you really believe it? When he speaks about the virtue of giving generously, and the reward for those who are giving their life and their time and their effort and their money, do you really believe the reward he's talking about? Do you really believe all the text? That's why it was said, while it said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. This kind of hardening, you know, it's man's choice. You either soften your heart or harden your heart. This is kind of switch off and switch on. You may harden your heart not to listen, not to care, not to believe. Or you may soften your heart and considering this serious. And by considering how serious is the word of God, you will be affected. And that again, I'm telling you the story of Yoshea. Yoshea, while listening to the word of God, which was found by the way, he tore his clothes and he started crying because he believed every single word in Deuteronomy. Again, our Lord said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So all the words of the Lord will be seen clearly, will happen, will be achieved as it is written, whether you believe or not, you care or not, it will come soon. Again, it was written in Romans, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Very minimal. Those who believe in the word of God are not many. They are very few. Let's be of these few people who really believe in the word of God. So first of all, again, consider the word of God is yours. Consider any single word of the Bible a message for you. Second, believe. Just believe and soften your heart. Third point, be afraid and be humble. Khaf. This is the attitude of Yoshea Kish. And this is the best he had done in his life. This was, you know, a great minute in his life that changes everything after. Because he was scared. If you believe in the word of God, you will feel scared. You will feel afraid. Because it's, you know, a real story. In the story of Yoshea, for great is the wrath of the Lord that's poured out on us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do according to all that's written in this book. So he blamed his forefathers because they did not listen, they did not consider serious the word of God, they did not fear. So, but he felt afraid. So great is the wrath of the Lord upon those who do not consider the word of God. I like this verse too much. On this one will I look. On this one will I look. Father God is saying, on this I will look. On him who is poor, poor in the spirit, tubal masakin barruh, and of a contrite spirit, we call it this way, and who trembles at my word. Look to this. Who trembles at my word. To this one I look. I don't think any of us just feel trembling before the word of God. I remember once I was praying in a city in Egypt, and it was very early in the morning, and it came to be the reading of the Bible, of the Mass, the chapter of Matthew, I think 23rd, the one of O Waylun lil Katab al Farisin. The deacon was reading this Bible. He started crying and he couldn't complete the reading inside the Mass. While saying O to the Pharisees, he started crying. He considered the word upon him. And we started, all the people in the church, to cry after him, because we felt it's serious. We having such bad things they did, we do. So we felt afraid. This kind of trembling before the word of God is very essential, because this will help you to change. While just knowing the word of God, this kind of knowledge will not affect you much. So the third point, please try to get this level of being afraid, of trembling at my word. Who is poor? Poor, this is, you know, much related to this. If you feel poor in the spirit, you are very poor knowing God. You are very poor, you are much behind what's needed. You will feel this feeling. But if you feel okay, you will never feel afraid of at the word of God. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. That's why in our church we say, قفوا بخوف أمام الله. We we recall this kind of fear while reading the Bible, because this fear will help us to focus and change. Okay? The fourth point, fourth step. Behold, or hold, just hold the promise. تمسك بالوعد. You know, it was in the Solomon Song of Songs, scarcely had I passed by them when I found that one I love, I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him to the house of my mother and into the chamber of her who conceived me. Some of the forefathers put this in a way that when you find a verse, a nice verse for you, a promise from the Lord, just hold it and take it inside your heart and close on it as you put your fortune in the store. And keep it inside, تمسك بالوعد. Because you know many verses in the Bible, but we do not take hold of them. We are not, you know, متمسكين بالكلام. فهنا أمسكت ولم أرخيه. I won't let him go. I won't let this meaning go out of my mind again. I won't let this promise out of my hand. I will keep it all the time. I will think it all the time. I'm taking my fortune on this promise. Understand? Also written, our Lord was answering him, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. We did not enjoy this rule yet. That you are living with the word of God. We are living still on eating and drinking. But how many of us living on the word of God, enjoying the meanings, the promises, eating and drinking the word of God? For our Lord Jesus Christ, that was the spiritual life he planned for us. We should enjoy eating and drinking the word of God. You know, in his parable about the one who was looking after the pearl, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Also, I think many of the fathers interpret this parable in a way that when you find a verse, a nice promise in the Bible, you just let any other thoughts out of your mind and keep this inside. Forget about work and kids and family and life and health and just stick to this promise. You found the great pearl of a great price. So don't let it go. Actually, we don't do that. If we do that, we will be wise enough. We are the man considered in this parable who had found one pearl of great price, which is the word of God, and sold everything else and bought it. Five. The fifth step, ask for understanding. I know many of us cannot understand what does God mean by this. What is the exact meaning of this paragraph? Especially when it comes to the prophets in the Bible or the epistles of St. Paul. So we found many tough meaning, we cannot understand easily. Please enjoy the prayer while reading. Just go into conversation while reading. God, why don't you tell me what did you mean by this? It happened once in the story of Saint Anthony that one of his old monks went to him asking in a part of the Leviticus, and it was very tough, not easily understood. Saint Anthony waited a few minutes and he told him, my son, please wait for me. And he went into the desert for 1 hour. This monk followed him, actually. And he found Saint Anthony worshipping God and raising hands, and he listened to him saying, crying out to the Lord, Lord, why don't you send Moses to help me to understand this? At that time, he saw Moses coming to St. Anthony to help him to understand the part up to this. Because the Holy Spirit who gave us this word wants to explain it to you. Don't you think that the Holy Spirit likes to let you understand? Definitely. And the Holy Spirit inside your heart. So just ask the Lord, please help me to understand. I do not understand the meaning. Why don't you tell me what exactly you need me to do after this? This paragraph, I cannot get any meaning special for me. So by asking the Lord, you will be enlightened. You will see things differently. You will catch meanings personal for you. So this is the step number 5. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding. Look to this. The Lord may give you understanding in all things. When you are trying to understand, when you want to understand, you will be given by praying this kind of understanding. Make me understand the way of your precepts, so shall I meditate on your wondrous works. So give me this understanding. This is a common prayer we need to pray. We need to ask the Lord, help me to understand your word. Help me to understand your will. Okay? It happened with Daniel. Daniel was a man of God, and he was praying a lot because he couldn't understand part of the prophecy of Jeremiah. Jeremiah precedes Daniel by like more than 50 years. And in the Jeremiah prophecy, he stated the number 70 years. And Daniel couldn't understand what did he mean by the 70 years coming. And it was, you know, a message that they will spend only 70 years in Sabi, and then they will start coming back to Jerusalem. So Daniel was asking the Lord, what exactly the 70 years stand for? And he informed me, this is the archangel came to Daniel to help him to understand, and talked with me and said, "Oh Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand." So the archangel by himself was sent by the Lord to help Daniel to understand, because he was crying out for understanding. I need to understand. And this is, you know, the exact way our forefathers, the saints of the history, was understanding the Bible. Some of them did not, you know, read much books like us in these days. When they went asking Abba Anthony, what do you read? He simply answered, I read the Old Testament and then the New Testament and back to the Old Testament. I don't have any other books. So how can he got the meaning? Because of the Holy Spirit. Because he kept his life crying out, please help me to understand you. And he was given. So please, number 5, step 5, just while reading the Bible, keep asking the Lord, help me to understand. Even on the simple parts of the Bible. The simple parts are not that simple as you see. There are many deep meanings you cannot catch because you do not pray enough. So you do not see the meanings, especially the personal meanings, the message for you through this easy passage. You can read many stories you know very well, but what is the message for today through this story of our Lord Christ doing such miracle you know quite well? There is a message. So you need to ask the Lord to understand. Number 6, step 6. Submit yourself to the commandment. Just say hadr. Say hadr يعني when it comes to a commandment. You know, while I was taking some lessons in the 30 years ago, they were teaching us how to read some passage of the Bible. And they were telling us, just pick up the sentences started by verbs in order. Order verbs. Do whatever. So we pick up this جمل فعلية اللي هي فعل أمر يعني. And then you should answer what? God is saying, لا تدينوا. You answer back, حاضر. حبوا أعداءكم. حاضر. مش عارف مثلا, whatever. And you know, then we pick up, this is the first thing to pick up, اللي هي الorders من God, من ربنا. The second thing, where are the promises? Promises is God's role, God's part. And whatever promises, just say Ameen. That you believe in the promise. Okay? Then check for the parables or the symbols. اللي هي الأمثلة. He expresses the meaning of love through this parable or symbol. يعني مثلا عاوز يقول إيه, in his Sermon on the Mountain, he was talking about the fatherhood of God the Father. He was saying, look at the birds. So the bird is saying, God is kind. God is the Father. So check for these kinds of symbols around the trees, the birds, and whatever. So by checking list on the orders, on the promises, on the truth, on the symbols, you will find the passage full of meanings. In one sentence you will say Hadr, in another thank you, in a third one Ameen, in a fourth one now I understand with the birds. You understand the meaning? So by doing so you are conversating with the Bible. You are answering back. Submit yourself to the commandment. Look to this, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. It's not blessed if you know them. It's only blessed if you do them. So it's not a great blessing to know what the Bible says. But it's a real blessing if you do what the Bible says. Again, St. James said, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Be doers and not hearers. Deceiving yourselves. And this is a real problem. That sometimes by hearing, by listening, by reading, we deceive ourselves. That we feel happy that already we read, we know. But actually it's kind of a deceit because we did not do yet the Lord's commandment. So don't deceive yourself, you should do. Again, with the last part of the Sermon on the Mountain, everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Blessed is Saint Anthony, who after he listened to the word of God, he went out of the church and took decisions. He took a great decision and he started the monastic life at that time by the decision, by doing what he accepted, what he received from the Lord. Step 7. Admit being weak and sinful. While reading the Bible, you know, you will find out clearly how far away we are from the standards of the Lord. How weak, bad and sinful we are in. So it's quiet, good response to the word of God that you say, Lord, have mercy, while reading the Bible. Because when the Bible asks you to do things you see higher than your capability, you have nothing to say but have mercy upon me. Forgive me, I can't love my enemies yet. I cannot pray without ceasing, as you say. I do not enjoy the whole day, as you say. So, simply admit while reading. These all steps while reading, okay? Admit being weak and sinful. Daniel, in chapter 9, he has a great prayer, famous prayer of Daniel. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, our fathers, because we have sinned against you. This comes after understanding. When he understood the message from the Bible, that was his prayer. To us belongs shame of faith. To the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness. Though we have rebelled against him, we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servant the prophets. So this prayer is the outcome of the proper reading of the gospel, of the Bible. And this is the way we should read the Bible. After reading the Bible, you kneel down and saying, God, I'm sorry, I didn't do what you said. Or God, I'm really sorry, I cannot do what all what you say. Help me to do it. This is the reaction, the response. And this is exactly what the church is doing in the masses and Agbaya. It responds to the passages of the Bible by asking for help, asking for mercy. So if you do not reach this level of admitting your weakness, you did not enjoy the reading, you did not catch the benefit, you did not get the exact message of the Holy Spirit. Because you did not say harder, you did not say, I'm really sorry, I couldn't, I cannot, and you did not reply back. So you did not get the message. You just know things. Okay? Also, it happened with Samuel, the prophet. Samuel said, had the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. Obeying the voice of the Lord, better than sacrifice. So this is important. Also said in the Psalm, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. This is, you know, other reaction to the reading of the Bible. Step 8, to get the message of the Lord and to deepen your relationship with the Bible, try to study by heart, keep by heart the text or the meaning, at least the meaning. Many of you cannot keep any three words in the heart. Okay, but how about the meaning? We need to catch the meaning and study it hardly and fix it in our heart. Look to this. St. Paul was saying, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Dwell in Arabic, taskun, taskun. For the word of God is living with me in my house, like my children, like my wife. So I always face it, all the day round. So this is the meaning. It's not just an information. No, it's a dwelling in relationship, richly, in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. So this kind of dwelling in is different from just knowing some verses. Also, we pray usually with the morning, saying, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. This is the kind of studying, keeping inside your heart the meaning at least. So he's saying meditating day and night in his law. I don't think we do this. If we read, we just read few minutes and forget everything. That's why we do not change. We do not feel the grace of the Lord. We do not have this kind of deep relationship with the Bible. He shall be like a tree. Remember the reading of morning prayer Naharda, or Mass Naharda, planted by the rivers of the water. The rivers of the water are the prophets and the apostles. So you are planted by the rivers. You enjoy Isaiah and Jeremiah and Job and Samuel, and you enjoy St. Paul, you enjoy St. Peter. These are the rivers of water, the channels of the Holy Spirit that give you nourishing, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. That's why in the Psalm it was said, your word I have hidden in my heart. This kind of study, I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Those who keep the word of God inside their mind and heart not easily sin. It's not easy for them to go in bad thoughts or to let negative feelings come because they are occupied with the word of God. So if you occupy your mind and heart with the word of God, you are busy enough not to listen to the devil's thoughts and feelings. You don't have any place for this. Step 9, revise once again. Review. Go and review again the message of yesterday, the message of the morning, the message of the meeting. Go revising the messages come. I had a co-servant. She's a nice lady. And after the meeting, she goes regularly to her family and tell them the whole lecture, day after day. She enjoys doing this. And in any family meeting, she repeats the message again and again. And she told me that by doing this, I keep the meaning inside my heart all the time. Because I cannot keep the meaning by listening once to this. So I need to revise, and I'm giving them the lecture just to remind myself. So why don't you review? You received a good promise. Why don't you keep it up? Why don't you review it every now and then? You had a decision, a good decision of repentance while praying in the Mass. Why don't you focus on this and revise your decision? And take again the power you started with. Remember the word of the Lord, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. You are clean just because you are listening carefully and listening deeply and you are reviewing what I am saying, you are getting cleaner. Also then he said to them, therefore every scribe, scribe is the كاتب بتاع العهد القديم اللي بيذاكر الإنجيل. And nowadays you all been scribes for the New Testament. Every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old. And most of the fathers say New Testament and Old Testament. These are the treasures we have. So do you have really treasures of the New Testament? Do you own treasures of the Old Testament? Do you have deep relations with characters of the Bible? Abraham is a friend to you. Moses is a kind of a character. You think of him much. You know him quite well. This kind of treasures, you will be ascribed in the new kingdom of the Lord. Again, the Lord said, you search the scriptures. Search, not read, okay? You study the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And this is true. And these are they which testify of me. The scriptures are the way for eternal life. But they need studying. They need searching. They need focusing. Lastly, teach and talk. You revise with yourself, but there is a better way. By teaching and talking the word of God, you are holding the word of God more and more by talking, by teaching, by telling others what you received. Not in, you know, in a professional way. We need not to be professional in preaching, but we just exchange the message of the Bible. In our homes, in our friendship relations, in our relatives' meetings. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke. I believe the message, I received the message, I believed it, it's mine, it's personal, that's why I spoke it out. We also believe and therefore speak. If you believe this message is yours, if you believe you should do this and that, if you get in touch with the word of God, if you feel hot, were excited with the message, you will speak it out. And this will deepen the word of God inside your heart more and more. Lastly, I will end with this advice given by the Lord to Moses and his people. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful city which you did not build. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way. You should say now what? Father. Look again. I command you. You shall teach them diligently to your children. How many of you do this? I command you. You should. How many say, okay? And shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And finally, you will be given large and beautiful cities which you did not build. You will be given the cities in the kingdom of heaven. Jeremiah chapter 20, I said I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. This nice experience of Jeremiah. At the time he was telling the word of God and everybody around was refusing and rejecting whatever he said, he felt very much down. So he thought that he should stop saying the word of God. That's why he said, I will not make mention of him. Him is the Lord, you know. I will not speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire. I couldn't. Shut up in my bones, I was weary of holding it back and I couldn't. You understand the experience? I couldn't hold it. I could not prevent the words of coming out, whatever it cost me. So this is the real experience of men of God, that the word of God is burning fire inside them. That's why they cannot stop speaking about the word of God. Let's revise the 10 points, just the titles. First of all, consider the word just for you. The second, believe each word. The third, try to get afraid and humble before the word. Behold to the promise. Ask for understanding, submit to the commandment, admit being weak and sinful, study by heart the text and the meaning, even one sentence to be studied, revise once and twice again, and lastly teach and talk about the word of God. Glory to God. Amen.